Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Irving Kristol sent a warning to Alan Dulles.
Barnes making noises about nosing into Iran. I've laughed him off of it, but he could make trouble.
Jake gave his view of America.
We stand up for the little guy. Undercutting democracy is not America's style, never has been, and please God, never will be.
Introducing in this episode,
Dorothy Kilgallen, columnist. Scandal was her line, the little red thrush her mystery guest. John Foster Dulles, Secretary of State. Ike's right hand, the Dulles who played by the book.
Memo from Irving Kristol to Jake Barnes, February 20th. Well, Barnes, I just read through the latest transcripts from the McCarthy hearings, and your friend Carraway seems to have run into a Mack truck at the committee. Enclosed is the truck. You'll enjoy this exchange with the junior senator from Wisconsin.
Mr. Carraway, will you tell this committee how you were employed before you came to the State Department?
Certainly, Senator. I'm a partner in the advertising firm of Taylor & Carraway, based in Chicago. We've got an office up in your neck of the woods, too, Milwaukee. I'm on leave from that outfit right now, and I hope they won't change the locks on me while I spend a little time working for the government.
I'm sure they won't. Mr. Carraway, do you employ any known communists at your advertising firm?
No, sir, I do not.
None at all, Mr. Carraway? Are you quite sure of that?
Well, of course I am. Do you have evidence that I'm mistaken?
We'll have no more of that, Mr. Carraway. You will answer the question.
Senator, I'm here at the committee's invitation, and I mean to help in any way I can.
I think it might be better for you, Carraway, if you just came out with it yourself. That is, if you don't have anything to hide.
With all due respect, Senator, I'm being as responsive as I possibly can.
In other words, Carraway, you refuse to tell this committee about the Reds you do business with in this little advertising game of yours.
Damn it, Senator. Stop your insinuations. If you have something to say, say it.
He's covering up like they all do. Hit him with the testimony.
I show you the testimony of a young woman in the entertainment business, a well-known communist named Ronnie Gilbert, who names you as a close associate.
You mean Ronnie Gilchrist? Sure, no, she's a good kid. She does a children's show for us. A communist, Senator. I don't know who does your investigating, but if it's Mr. Cohn, I suggest you take away his junior GMAT kit.
Look here, Carraway.
Mr. Cohn is our chief counsel, and he is entitled to the normal courtesy.
My apologies, Mr. Cohn.
What about this little red thrush, Nick? Did you ever ask her if she was a communist?
No.
Were you curious? If somebody told me that an associate of mine was a communist, I'd get on the phone and say, what about this? Is this true?
Nobody ever told me she was a communist. Senator, that little girl hasn't got a political bone in her body. She's about as subversive as Snow White.
Nick, we're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself here. Can you tell us, of your own knowledge, about anyone else in or out of government who may have had trysts with this little red thrush, from whom she may have extracted information that could be useful to the enemies of our country.
No, damn it, McCarthy. What is this little
red... Let me shift to another line of questioning, Nicky. Would you like to tell this committee about your associations with known gangsters?
What?
Oh, come on, Caraway. Meyer Wolfsheim? Does that name ring any bells? James Gatz?
This is Dorothy Kilgallen welcoming you to Breakfast with Dorothy and Dick, coming to you as usual directly from our apartment on 66th Street. And at our breakfast table today, along with our coffee and eggs, a bit of hot gossip from Washington, D.C. What top Eisenhower appointee has been caught in a love nest with a little red thrush?
I don't know about the thrush, but where there's smoke, there's fire. You can forget Caraway. He won't be playing you the national anthem anymore. He's as washed up as last week's laundry. Crystal.
From the desk of John Foster Dulles, February 20th, 1953. Mr. Caraway, as you know, we expect those in whom President Eisenhower places his trust to be completely forthcoming about their associations. Senator McCarthy has raised serious questions about yours. The State Department wishes to be fair, but will need to see a much fuller explanation from you. JFD.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Tom Conti as Nick Caraway, Jonathan Richards as Senator Joseph McCarthy, Jack Caffrey as Irving Kristol, Catelyn Richards as Dorothy Kilgallen, Scott Thomas as Roy Cohn, and Frederick Turner as John Foster Dulles. Tune in next time to hear Marjorie Caraway say,
"I'm only amazed that you thought you could pull the wool over the eyes of a man like Senator McCarthy."